You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we do love talking tech. I certainly do. But let's talk about kitchen tech because, you know, when it comes to accessible technology in the kitchen, you might think it's few and far between. You know, how does a blind person cook? How does a blind person, you know, use a microwave, for example? Well, there are accessible options out there, often quite expensive. But RNIB has come up with a new solution to this. Let's find out more about it. I've got Claire Maxwell on the line from RNIB's products team. Also, I've got Kim Jay, the blind chef, who joins me as well. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Kim, let me start with you. You've been trialling out this new microwave from RNIB that is a talking microwave. Now, many blind people out there will know, of course, of the Cobalt talking microwave. It's been around for a long time, in some cases, in some people's homes for 20-odd years. But RNIB have launched this new microwave, and you've been trying it out.
I have. I do have the Cobalt talking microwave. And I got this new microwave. Like most people that cook a lot, sort of one microwave is never enough. I always want two of everything. And I was seriously impressed. It is so simple to use. And unlike the Cobalt, which has an array of buttons and dials, and you have to work out which one is for the microwave, which one's the temperature, which one sets the timing, this is so simple. It has three buttons, which have raised tactile markings and a dial. And I have a neurological problem, so feeling anything that's tactile is always difficult. But this is raised enough for me to be able to use it. And it is 900 watts, which is very powerful. And it's that simple that, unlike the other microwave, where we had to go through the instructions, I didn't even use the instructions. It took me literally a minute to work out what each button did. It is that simple and easy.
Wow, I mean, it sounds brilliant. And like you say, not having to read the instructions, which, you know, like you, I've got the Cobalt talking microwave as well. And I felt I had to go on a physics course to figure out how to operate most of the features. And most of the features I don't use. Do you find that? Do you find that with a lot of the additional functions that exist on a lot of these devices that you just don't use them?
Exactly. I mean, most of us use microwaves just to heat things up. So it's just putting it in, heating it up, and sometimes cooking things through. And you don't need 15 buttons to do that. You just need, you know, sort of the one button to do it. And this is the amazing thing about the RNIB microwave. The fact that with those three buttons, it's doing everything that the other microwave with 15 buttons is doing. And it talks it through with you, and it has more instructions. So simple things like when something is heating up, it actually gives you a countdown. So you can walk away from the kitchen or you can do something else, and it gives you a countdown every sort of 10 seconds of how much time you've got left. And then when you open the microwave, it actually says to you, be careful, the food is hot. Because most of us will open a microwave, go in, try and take something out, and the dish is hot, and we sort of forget. And this actually reminds you that it has a really good safety angle. And for me, the thing that I really do like the most is the fact that you can actually change the volume of the voice. So quite often, if I'm heating something up, I'll go into the other room, and I can't hear the ping of the microwave. With this, I put the volume up, go into the other room, and I can hear exactly when the food is cooked.
Well, it certainly sounds to me like you're sold on it, Kim, which is fantastic. Claire Maxwell also with us here from RNIB's products team. And Claire, from your point of view, I mean, you've kind of reinvented the talking microwave, and you've simplified it in a lot of ways, which might surprise people.
Yeah, so we were listening to customer feedback, and we've been listening for a while to what people have been saying about the existing Cobalt microwave. And what we'd be hearing from customers was that they wanted something that was simple to use, that had fewer buttons and did fewer things in essence. So they didn't want complicated controls. They wanted something they could use straight out the box, that had good tactile markings on it as well. And one of the things that Kim mentioned there about the volume was also something that customers said they wanted. They wanted to be able to have control over the voice to be able to put it up or down as they needed to. They also wanted, as I said, the simplified buttons. So we have three buttons, as Kim said, and a dial as well. And we wanted to find a solution that would work for everyone. So we appreciate that not everyone is a braille reader, might not have good tactile skills or have, you know, neurological issues that mean that they're not able to feel very small dots. So we found a solution in that we made large raised areas on the button, so dots that people can feel easily. And we've also incorporated a screen into the microwave. Now, this is something that was missing from the Cobalt microwave, but is useful for some people who might still rely on some residual vision. It's not large print, but it is clear in that it has white lettering on a black background as well. So it's white LEDs on a black background. So it's high contrast. So all of those features, we'd listen to our customers, and that's how we designed our microwave. And we also wanted to make it more affordable as well for our customers. As you said at the beginning, Stephen, it is a fairly expensive business sometimes to buy specialist equipment. And we have reduced that cost a little bit for our customers.
I've got to ask a question here, which I know many people will be wondering at home. I know I am. When you open the door, does it tell you the door's open?
Yes, it does.
Do you know, and it's one of those funny features, right? I remember I talked about it on my show, and I kind of made a joke about it. You know, I said, wow, you know, a microwave that tells you the door's open. And then someone got in touch with me and said, yeah, well, it's all right, you laughing about it, Stephen, but, you know, I live in a home with another blind person, and, you know, the microwave is positioned behind the door, so when the microwave door is open, that other person will then be able to know the door's open. And I was like, actually, you know what, that's a great feature. So really glad that's still in there, Claire. That's fantastic. Now, in terms of price, what are we talking? I mean, what's the comparison here?
So we're talking £185, excluding VAT, for our blind and partially sighted customers. So there's about a sort of £35 difference in terms of what customers would expect to pay. So that little bit, though, can sometimes go a long way for our customers.
Now, Kim, if there's someone listening to this who is wondering, how does a blind person cook? Which I guess you must get asked that all the time on YouTube. People are amazed at the fact you're able to do it. I mean, as a blind person, I'm not amazed that you can cook, but, you know, I'm always amazed that anyone can cook anything, to be honest. I can't figure it out. I'm useless in the kitchen. I can burn water. But from your point of view, I guess you do get a lot of those questions, and you answer those on YouTube, and I've seen you on Facebook as well. Tell us how people can follow you and find out more about you and connect with you.
Well, sort of the website, the Facebook, YouTube, just put in Kim J. Cooks, and there are videos on there, and I utilize all my senses. So when I do the videos, I describe the texture of the food, I describe how it feels, how it smells, and it's very simple. So there's no frills, there's no sort of, you know, massive descriptions that kind of take away from what you need to know. It is very basic, and it's very easy. And I think that being blind or visually impaired, that when you do cook, you actually cook better. Because unlike someone who is sighted, who only sort of relies mainly on their sight, we can use all our senses. And I know just by the touch of say, a piece of steak, whether it's raw, whether it's well done, medium, rare, whereas everybody else just uses their sight and they're never very sure. And the other thing is, there's some amazing accessible equipment out there, and I have a whole range of them, from a talking food thermometer, my talking kitchen scales, which everyone asks me about. They are amazing. Measuring jugs, sort of up for, if you're going to burn water, try a water boiler alert. So it's always well worth ringing RNIB and just saying, well, I'm struggling with this. What equipment have you got that could help me?
Yeah, as Kim says there, Claire, you know, lots of other products are available from RNIB that can help you around the kitchen.
There are absolutely, we've got a wide range of kitchen equipment that can help support you with your cooking. As Kim said, when you're a blind cook, as I am indeed myself, perhaps not as good as Kim, but there are so many things that can help you in the kitchen. And, as well as your sense of smell and your sense of touch being a really good advantage, but you can get our scales, our measuring jugs. We're also always adding to our range as well. So if there is something that you would like and that isn't on our shop, please give us a call, feedback to us, let us know, and we can always look at how we can develop that as well, as we did indeed with the microwave.
Brilliant. Well, all this can be found, of course, at rnib.org.uk/shop. You can also call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email the helpline, helpline@rnib.org.uk. For now, though, Claire Maxwell and Kim J, thank you so much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.